escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Quite a day out there in West Virginia. We'll get more of an insight from the perspective of our fellas, Sean and Seth, who were out there. But as they were getting ready to hand things off to us on a day that they were, you know, that where the Texans are finishing out their tenure in West Virginia for the year, getting ready for a Saturday preseason opener versus the Vikings, which will be at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 610. We got terrible news. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, new safety for the Texans, down with an injury. Had to be carted off the field, had to be helped into the building. Definitely a lot of somber vibes. You could even hear it down line out there at West Virginia. And so with all of that being the backdrop, in addition, though, to a practice that still went on and, mm-hmm. you know, scrimmages that happened with a lot of the starters, D'Amico Ryans talked after practice to the assembled media. This is what it sounded like.
Yeah, of course. It's heartbreaking when you see a guy go down on the field like that and doesn't get up quickly. So I'm always, you know, nervous as a head coach anytime I see anybody hit the ground. It's tough to watch. So we'll see, you know, we'll evaluate CJ, see where he is, but no update at this time. Yeah, that's the situation, right? It's heartfelt because we're a team. We're all in this together, and you see the emotion from our team. Like, we care about each other. I've been on teams where you just, hey, coaches just move the ball up and you keep practicing. Well, I think that's very insensitive, so we're going to take the time there for guys to take a knee, pray for them, all right? Just make sure they send their teammate off well and just wish him well, make sure we're saying the prayers. And because that's what it's about, right? It's about that moment for me, make sure – everybody, we care for each other, and it's not just some slogans that we throw up or just toss around. Like, we truly care about each other, so that's why you see if something like that happens in practice, we're going to take our time to let everybody take their time. Then we have to hit reset. It's a tough message, but we have to hit reset, and then we have to get back going.
What else, Dad? Oh, I'm just going to ask Coach, when I know that you all want to be getting ready for, you know, play your first preseason game against the Minnesota Vikings. Out there today, it looked like Miles Bryant was out there.
And Miles, he shows up every day. Miles, he does a lot for us. He's a utility guy. He can play on the outside at corner, nickel, safety, moves around a lot of positions. Saw a really nice punt return from him today. He's just all over the place. Smart player I love to work with him because he's very smart. You can put him anywhere, and he knows every position on the defense. So very thankful to have Miles, you know, with us here. He's a very valuable piece to what we're doing.
How much will the starters play on Saturday?
We'll have a handful of guys who won't see action in the game. It'll be a mix. Everybody's kind of on their own plan, but we'll have a handful of guys who won't see time at all. Then we'll have a certain group of guys who are limited. So it's just a lot of different guys in different categories there. But you'll see most of our young guys playing versus the Vikings.
What do you want to see
Yeah, on Saturday we play the Vikings. What I want to see is our guys just go out and see who can go play when the lights are on. Like, guys do it sometimes in practice and the lights come on. Sometimes you see guys show up even better in the game, and some guys don't show up as well. So I just want to see who shows up when it's game time. I've seen them practice now for several weeks, and I'm pretty sure I know what guys are capable of doing, but sometimes you always have those guys who surprise you in preseason game, and that's the exciting part about preseason, seeing those young guys right shine bright when they get their moment. So I'm looking for guys to go out and have fun, execute, but most importantly, like, just play for each other and finish the game the right way. Yeah, we'll have a handful of guys who won't play.
What you make of the offensive line today and how they performed? It looked like they did a pretty good job. A couple blitzes.
Yeah. Yeah, offensive line, I mean, overall these past couple of days, they continue to get better and better and better. They've done a great job of, you know, picking up some of the pressures, done a great job just one-on-one protection, passing off games, working with each other. I see that progression. I see the growth in our offensive line, and I'm excited to see them actually go out and do it against someone else. But they've done a really great job while we've been here in West Virginia.
Do you have an update on the status of Nick
Chubb? Nick will be fine. Nick will be back with us pretty soon. Everything that we set out to accomplish, we got it done here coming to West Virginia. Again, pleasant weather. Our guys were able to lock in, and I saw us get better on both sides of the ball. Offensively, defense, we got better, and it was a lot of positives from us being here. And just very thankful to everyone who supported us coming out here. Thankful for all you guys as well coming out here and covering us. So really appreciative. It was everything that I thought it would be. It was everything, so I'm happy it turned out in a great manner. It's kind of like it was the same for me, right? I've noticed, like, when we were in Cleveland versus here in West Virginia, what I noticed is guys just continue to get tighter. Just guys sitting around the meal room just a little bit longer, hanging out, right? Really nowhere to go. And that's what I saw in Cleveland as well. Guys just hanging out, just bonding as teammates. That's the stuff that happens off the field that no one see. Everybody wants to talk about or report what happens on the field, but I truly believe you have to be a tight team. You have to be connected off the field. And I've seen that grow from our team. I've seen us get closer. I've seen us grow more connected while being here. And that's all I could have hoped for. All right. Thank you, guys.
There you go. D'Amico Ryans, head coach of the Houston Texans. Unfortunately, no update when it comes to C.J. Gardner-Johnson. I mean, that seemed to make sense. This is not something that they'll approach hastily. But I imagine at the very worst by tomorrow. But I think at some point during the drive, we'll get some general
today,
ideas
some point,
as to
yes.
what's happening with CJ.
No update, but you could tell the seriousness, of just the what they do know, even from his voice. He called it heartbreaking and tough to watch.
Yeah, and depending on how severe it actually is, I think that not that D'Amico was trying to, or that, you know, he is the only decision maker in this, yeah. But I think that he gave us a little bit of an insight as we were talking about, hey, what is the potential of your, you know, next moves mm-hmm. if you needed to do something. When asked about Miles Bryant and the day that he had, he was definitely being complimentary, and he should. Miles Bryant has been useful. Mm-hmm. Miles shows up every day.
He's here.
He is a utility guy. Mentioned that he could play outside corner, nickel, safety. Smart player, loves working with him, D'Amico said.
It's like when you get that attendance certificate in fifth grade.
Well, I wasn't going to go that far, but
next man up.
You know what? You know what I did think about is your feeling on Dubon as utility guy. Like mm-hmm. that's what it sounded like. Hey,
you don't want him.
He's utility guy, yeah. But I don't know if I want him to have to be everyday guy. Which I think speaks to I think that's probably the way that I would look at it. If you need to fill in for C.J. Gardner-Johnson for a period of time,
yes.
you have the guys that can do that. Mm-hmm. If you need a guy who becomes your de facto starter for the remainder of the season, I don't think that's the answer by any means.
And I think that's where they are. But by and large, you know, I was pretty, you know, optimistic about everything I heard from D'Amico today. I did, you know, just as a note, you know, he said regarding, you know, who's going to play, who's not going to play on Saturday, he said a handful would not be playing. So what is a handful? Four or five?
Yeah, that's
a good
point.
Is it 12? because a handful would mean And he said some would be limited as well. A handful would mean we'll see a lot of guys out there. I still don't want to see necessarily C.J. Stroud, but I think we'll see some guys.
Well, he did say most of the young guys will be playing. So, that yeah. I mean, that yeah. does
well,
seem
we know
to indicate
that, right?
You're really leaning that
probably
way.
Probably no C.J. then.
I think so. And then, you know, also what that points to in some degrees was he was mentioning how, you know, everybody's on their own timeline, which is a refrain that we've heard a lot this offseason and headed into the season.
Yeah, I think definitely talk about CJ on that one.
Yeah, anybody with some level of general injury concerns, I think you can make it very clear that they won't be playing. And like Nick Chubb, which
actually he said, and Chubb's going to be back. I think it's more, you know, monitoring and regulating the reps.
How's that hit you, though, with Nick Chubb? Well, I guess he is coming off an injury. You don't want to run him too hard, and he has been running back one without much spelling, obviously, from the likes of Woody Marks and Jawar Jordan. Yeah, maybe that's just generally where it is. But, I mean, the idea that he did not practice yesterday, even in a walkthrough, kind of caught my attention. It raised an eyebrow.
It did, but, you know, maybe I'm just being gullible, but I feel what D'Amico was saying there. He'll be back. Don't worry about it. I feel like they're regulating it. Now, I will add this. Like I said, I felt pretty good about what I heard. How do you feel about the offensive line now? Because I thought, you know, he was very adamant about progression, growth. It was a great trip for the offensive line these last 2 days, et cetera. I'm not going to sit here and make any proclamations because I still have serious doubts once they get into real games. But I do think they did click a little better.
No, I mean, that's an encouragement. And maybe the specific thing that they talk about West Virginia was maybe that's the place where you stood to gain even the most was the offensive line, especially as their jobs are the ones of anyone on a football field that is most dependent on cohesion. The idea that they get to be out there in West Virginia in that kind of bunker style mentality, getting an opportunity to get even closer with one another. It feels like the defense very much so in what we were talking about. Hey, everybody's out here working out. And, you know, Nick Caserio talking about that even before we get to OTAs and minicamp. I'm not saying that did not involve offense, but that felt like very much like a defense-leaning kind of
thing.
It did,
to me too.
I think this is where the offense even finds a way to congeal even more. And look, it seems like it's paying some dividends. And of course, remains to be seen when they're actually blocking other teams, which I think will be interesting with the Vikings, especially if the Vikings maybe draw up some games whatsoever, whatsoever, or the simulated
even
pressures.
Even just some basic stuff.
That Brian Flores is known for.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that he went as far as to not just say that the O-line has gotten better and better, that they did a great job picking up pressure and passing off games.
Yeah.
That was like, okay, these are, and maybe that's
what
just,
you want. That's the start.
Yeah. That's just a level of, you know, reaction from last year where that was a clear issue for them. But the idea that, hey, they're finding ways to not just be solid protecting, but also picking up some of the more advanced things or some of the things that gave you trouble last year as a highlight to the progression that they've made.
And then one more thing, and some people might think it's a little hokey. I don't even know where you fall on this, to be honest. Maybe you've said it and I don't remember. I very much believe in getting away, staying in a dorm or a hotel, hanging out, going to the restaurant together, walking around that facility. We've been there, you know, walking around that facility, which is, you know, just is kind of all self-enclosed and self-sustaining. You know, there's a casino there. There's workout facilities, which I don't think they need a workout, but there's place things you can do.
On a team is most likely to just go to the hotel gym?
Will Anderson. But I'm saying, like, I'm very much a believer in that makes you a better team.
100%. Like, yeah. I look. It can't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of us have been on the work trip. Hell, I think the Super Bowl trip served as some of that for us.
Yeah.
Like, you just get to know people on a different level and they become more human. And look, especially in football, but in a lot of different places, you're inclined to go a little bit further if you have a level of emotional attachment to who you got over there. And it seems like, you know, football inherently, the messaging is always there. We're a family and everything. It's another thing to act like it and have that real experience that makes it feel like a family. You got time in a different way than we were just clocking and punching the clock together. And I think that's why, and to some degree, I think that the defense has been really good. I have a feeling that will help them be a better team. And I love that D'Amico Ryans is not just, you know, he mentioned it at the top of that. It's not just words for him. It is actions. As much as you know you have to turn the page when you have an injury like the C.J. Gardner-Johnson or even the Keontae Hamilton, that he takes the time to care for not just, you know, hey, we need to get the job done, but hey, we are trying to foster a environment where you care about the next guy. So we will take time to make sure that we have adequate opportunity to care about that guy before we have to get back to
And even work. D'Amico had a little bit of a drive-by on Chip Kelly. Did you catch that figure? I know you did.
Yeah. I was wondering who he's talking about. Because
it was Chip Kelly, I bet.
Yeah, because he was talking about the injury to C.J. Gardner-Johnson, and he brought up how—
He said, I've been on teams.
I've been on teams where— They just keep rolling.
Yeah.
No, I guess pretty much no matter if somebody get hurt, they just keep going. Practice don't really stop.
And that's what's tough about like, hey. Like,
that had to be Chip Kelly, right?
Had to be.
Hopefully he has learned a little bit different.
Kubiak ain't do that.
Oh, hell no.
Nah.
Yeah.
And that's what's tough about the next man up mentality because, you know, it's right. Like, you need somebody to step into this role, but you don't want to be callous with it. And so I do appreciate that they're threading that needle. Maybe that's a little too overly sentimental. There we go.
There we go.
But... I do think that that matters, especially when you're like
especially it's training
business.
Camp. It's one thing for a game and all that stuff, and you got to stay focused. But we're talking about practice, dog. Mm-hmm.
Not a game. Nah, man, it's a people business. It's one of those things that I think we can lose in sports sometimes, especially for those of us that like numbers and you know figures.
The human
and stuff.
Element.
It's a people business, man.
Yeah,
and so it's I'm glad to have a head coach that understands that as well. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. As I mentioned, we will get more insight on everything that happened, and let's get a feel for exactly how well the offensive line did at 12:40 when we talked to Sean and Seth. But before we get there, we got to get our lunchtime confessions, as we typically do. We'll do that next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89¢ with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89¢. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89¢. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, so just thinking about this confession's got me riled up. I'm riled up.
Uh-oh.
I'm hot.
Oh, God.
I'm hot.
All right.
I am.
Okay.
I think
you can't even see. He chuckled in it. He's not hot for real.
I'm hot.
He's not actually hot.
I'm not just sick. I'm sick and tired.
Mm.
You know what I'm sick and tired of?
What?
We all use Amazon, right?
Yep.
Minimally.
I ordered. That's actually true. That's why it's funny. He's like making a statement.
No, I just, hey, I'm not paying for Prime, dog. Sorry,
Sam. I use Amazon all the time. Hell, I ordered something for Figgy yesterday.
Yeah.
And Within minutes, it said, will be delivered by 8 a.m. tomorrow. And it was it not?
I think it was there around 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
my wife, she woke me up and said, did you order something from Amazon?
Yeah.
I'm like, no. I'm like, oh. I'm like, that's Lopez. He sent me something.
Yeah. So this is what I'm sick and tired of. Not only did I do that yesterday, I also ordered a washer and dryer. Brand new washer and dryer.
On Amazon?
No, no.
Oh, I'm about to say.
No, no.
I'm about to say, you're a good one.
From a big box store. And this is what I'm sick and tired of. Your order will be delivered Friday between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m.
That's right.
Yeah. Brother.
You ain't going nowhere, boy.
I thought we were past all this.
You ain't going nowhere, boy. You were chained to the house, my boy.
You got
to
call off.
And this was a big box store, like a name brand big box store. Are we still doing this?
Yes, we absolutely are.
8 a.m. and 6 p.m.?
In there somewhere.
It could be worse. So, it could be the cable man 8 to 8.
I've had one of those. Between 8 I told to 8. You I missed a date with a nice young lady behind one of those. and the tough thing about it is you mess around and not be at the house.
You're done.
Like, oh man, I'm around the corner. They are mad at you.
Yeah. Yeah. They get mad
like
at
we
you.
Told you it was gonna be here in that 8 hour window.
In this 10 hour window.
That's right.
And so
you better be at the house too.
And this is why I'm so high. If Amazon and others, you know, whether it's Etsy or whomever, you know, they'll tell you within 2 hours, maybe, or maybe even less than that, we will be there at this. They start telling you three stops away, two stops away.
You can track the GPS.
You can track them.
Yeah.
So if you can do this in all these other places, why are the big box stores bleeping with us? They can do it.
It's just trying to cover their tracks.
Well, you know that they like outsource the delivery.
But
the
they can do
they
it. Gotta,
they, those folks have to. Yeah. Well, also, it is worth noting, like those big kind of deliveries require like installation and type stuff, which.
All I'm doing is getting it delivered.
Okay.
Just deliver it.
All right.
And you can't tell me that they don't know where those drivers are every second of every day and they don't have the resources to make sure that they get the right people there. 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
There's accurate as they call can off, be, man.
When does it get delivered?
I'm Friday tomorrow.
Call off,
no,
man.
No, I'm not calling
Go ahead,
off.
Call
but,
off.
But you got to make all these plans and arrangements. It's ridiculous.
Somebody said cancel the order and see if they don't change their mind, their attitude. Oh, man. 8 to 8 is a 12-hour window, not 10 hours. But 8 to 6 is
8 to 6 is 10 is what I said. Yeah.
No, we just started exaggerating because that's basically.
Yeah.
What, I mean, what's the difference in 8 and 10 on a day like that?
That's a big difference.
Oh, yeah, that'll make my day. I got two extra hours.
And it does always seem like when you are like, man, I've been around. But dang, I need to go get some salt from. I'm going to run to the corner store.
No, because they might
right
show
then.
Up.
It's right then. It's always right then.
Yep.
It's always right that moment where you're like, damn.
And what made it worse is like it was like 5 minutes after I ordered that for you. And they go, okay, it'll be here. They're like, oh, you got 10 hours to sit on your ass and wait for me.
I like to think that I'm a pretty like. Open guy, and I like to be, pretty. I don't know, allowing for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm.
I try not to be too judgmental in certain spaces with people. And I don't know if you're familiar with Josh Hoover. He's the quarterback for TCU. He should be. I believe he should be the starter this year for TCU. I don't think TCU's set to have a great season. However, he better ball. I'm not often in this place. He better ball, and I don't even know if it's much about me. I just know people. And you know why I say that, Lopez?
Why is that?
Yesterday, there was, on his own Instagram, Josh J. Hoover on Instagram, there is a picture of three, what do they call them, furries? At
three
some level.
Furries?
Yes, at like a convention. Are you familiar with the nature of furries? The
I am not.
People that dress up like animals of sorts?
Oh, that's what those, they call them?
Yeah, I've seen that trend. It's a picture there. And then somebody screenshotted and said, TCU starting quarterback, by the way.
He's a furry?
To which he quoted and said, can confirm, this is me.
Oh, my.
And I'm like, hey, man.
Goodness.
Look. Be who you want to be. Do what you want to do. This might be like, especially in, look, I know that we're not always the most accepting society.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that we typically viewed as taboo that I think would go over better than if you are a quarterback at a college football team and you're a furry and you are sneaking up the joint. You better ball, dog. Yeah. You better ball. They're going to say crazy. The opponents are going to say crazy things about you. And let's be honest. If you a certain level of bad, your team will say bad things, or your fans will say really bad things about you. You better ball, brother.
That old furry ass. Yeah, you better be good. And by the way, you can do what you want on social media, but there will be reactions.
No, for sure.
Especially if you ain't good. Yeah.
I really do appreciate his willingness, but I got to confess, ain't no way. If that was the way I was living, I'd say that aloud. And I'm the one who is the problem there. In theory, you should be able to fully be yourself, even if you're just good at football and that's what you do on the side or whatever. Mm-hmm. I just know the way that this goes, you better ball, kid.
That's why I kind of feel bad for somebody like a Caleb Williams, who mm-hmm. is known for liking, you know, nail polish and all that stuff. You got to ball. You got to put up some MVP type numbers mm-hmm. for people to just be cool with that.
Yeah.
If not, people are going to bring that up. And it don't even matter in the game of football. It's just, people just going to bring that up no matter what.
Definitely will.
Jalen Green as well, man. Yeah.
That's honestly the perfect one. Like Caleb Williams painted his fingernails. Really, in the large scheme of things, mm-hmm. not a huge deal. Every chance you got, especially for some of our friends that are maybe the less imaginative when it comes to jokes and insults at times, the first thing, if there was some of those old nails, buddy, if you are a furry, oh man.
Of all things.
Yeah.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I gotta confess, man, I realize what type of person I am, and I'm not sure if I should be disappointed about it. So this morning, the trash man came, mm-hmm. and I was walking out, and I'm like, oh, cool, he right there. So let me roll the trash can out. So I waited. I waited for him to get the trash can, and he put it back in my spot. And I asked him, so remember I told y'all about the recycling issue mm-hmm. with the green cans?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, they still not picking it up.
It's a different company, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah. I'm not quite sure.
Or a different arm of the same company, whatever.
So I asked the guy, I'm like, hey, y'all still not picking up the green can? He said, nah, we not doing it. But you gotta, he told me, he was like, hey, call 311 and keep bugging them, man, because if you keep bugging, like, I don't understand why we, I mean, if we picking this up, we can pick up the green one too. Like, just call and keep bugging them and maybe it be a change or something. That's my confession. I walked away. I'm like, I ain't doing that.
Why not?
I just never did stuff like that,
man.
Stick
it to the man.
Because I, even some neighbors, it's a lot of people that would just call to make, not, I don't want to say complain because it sound bad, but it might be a crack in the sidewalk or something like that. And they would keep calling the city to come out to fix something like that.
Yeah.
I was never that type of person, man. I was always, it is what it is. Somebody else would do it. I would never get on the phone to call the city. I don't know. Is that a bad thing?
I think you're just self-conscious and don't want to be that guy.
No, I think that there's something to be said for, I get where it comes from, but you can make the argument that it is a bad thing because those things exist for you to utilize it and for them to get
information. Because it's not a bad thing to kind of get on the city's tail to, hey, let's pick this stuff up or let's fix this, especially if it's your neighborhood.
Yeah.
But I was, when he said that, I was just like, all right, yeah, I do. I walked away. Nah.
But you got a platform, Fig. So, yeah, all the other people in Houston, if you want to get your recycling picked up, he said what? Call 311?
311. He said just keep calling.
Some poor operator is going to be like, what is going on?
Over again.
I'm just like, nah, I feel bad because I'm like, I ain't that type of person to be trying to call a city all the time and just keep bugging them.
Yeah, that 311 operator is like, and who is Figgy? Who is this?
I do appreciate the people that do that, though, because that otherwise city probably wouldn't.
Sure. Sure.
So I do appreciate the people that do that.
Can I steal a confession?
Please do.
I feel like off season workout stuff can be overrated quite a bit. I think that we all are in that place. I am buying all. I'm like drinking the Kool-Aid, buying all of it. In one particular case, Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah.
This off season, he has been spotted working with monks. And working out with Kevin Garnett, and I'm like, those are the two ends of the spectrum that you need. The solemnness and all of that of the monk culture, and then the insane person portion of the
kid. I think soccer with kids.
That is true. He did that as well. I think he's gonna come back and be an absolute menace this year. I refuse to believe anything.
If he takes some of that Kevin Garnett gene, that's gonna be scary.
I saw that as well, and. Garnett also is saying the same thing. Like, he's going to be a monster.
Yes.
Yeah, Garnett's, after working out with him, he's like, yeah.
So Wimby going to be out here talking about Honey Nut Cheerios and all that trash?
Well, I don't know if he'll take all of it. What if that was what he was learning? He wasn't learning how to be a better center or power forward. He was like, so how do I do the trash talk?
Just imagine him trash talking like that in a French accent.
Sound like Pepe Le Pew out here giving business.
Mi chérie Cheerios.
Now I can't get that out of my head.
You're welcome, by the way. You're welcome. All right. Somebody said Josh Allen last season against the Texans might be part of the reason for banning smelling salts. Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a number. I don't think you have to cite isolate it to one. There's a number of instances where concussion, smelling salts, and you go, we might be playing with fire to where the NFL's like, yeah, we might need to be better on our commitment to player safety. But there you go. Those are our lunchtime confessions here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to West Virginia and talk with Sean Pendergast, I believe also Seth Payne, courtesy of Fly by England, and get an update as to what it looked like with the practice scrimmage that happened today. We'll talk to them next. Yeah, that's right. You're in the Loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig hanging out with you. And now joining us on the hotline, and I believe he might be in transit as he is a We are wrapping up our coverage from West Virginia, courtesy of Flight by Yingling. It is a practice report from Sean Pendergast. What's happening, man?
I'm just getting ready to go into this little eatery here in Lewisburg and cut up some videos and make some posts and reserve a hotel room in Charlotte and think about the next 4 hours. I've got 4 hours in the car this afternoon, boys, to ponder the fate of the safety position on the Houston Texans. So that'll be my afternoon.
You know, we're going to ask you about that. Who doesn't like to use the word scuttlebutt? We all have seen the tweets.
Yeah, it says butt.
But yeah. You hearing anything else in terms of updates?
On
C.J. Gardner-Johnson,
C.J. Gardner-Johnson, yeah. No, I have not heard Have not heard any updates. We just literally just left the practice facility. Seth and I have been there talking to people, interviewing people. Seth has a killer 20-minute sit-down with D'Amico Ryans that I think is going to drop on social today, and I think they're going to play it on I'm out tomorrow, so I think he and Brandon Scott are going to play it tomorrow. But as far as C.J. Gardner-Johnson goes, no, we haven't heard anything new. It was definitely kind of a cast a pall over what otherwise has been a really good 4 days. I think the first day was dominated by the defense, and I think the offense showed some things in the other two padded practices to give you some encouragement. This is still going to be a team that's built around its defense, but the defense took a big hit today. So, yeah, it was, for those who missed it earlier, it happened right as I was coming on with you guys to do crosstalk, and it was about as somber a training camp injury scene as I've been around. You know, when guys go down and you know it's a serious injury, guys take a knee and everybody's quiet. And this one was just different. It was so long. It was so quiet. And when they carted C.J. Gardner-Johnson off, they brought him over to the Performance Center, which is this huge building next to the two football fields where they practice. And when the cart pulled up to the entrance to the Performance Center, it wasn't one of these things where he kind of got off the cart and was able to limp into the building. He needed help from two of the Texan staffers, you know, kind of arm over shoulder of two guys helping him get in the building. So it did not look good.
Man, that's really, really unfortunate. And, we heard D'Amico Ryans talking about the ways in which, you know, he tries to take time to make sure that his players are able to kind of be in that space. But then the tough part about the job is that you got to get back to work, and they did. They had practice. We were seeing kind of some updates from CJ, and, camp practice stats always kind of irk me. However, we did see some that would point to the idea that CJ kind of had a 50% completion day. What was the CJ's day? What did it look like to you in the scrimmage?
I thought he made some good throws. There was a sequence, I think, in the middle of probably about midway through the scrimmage part of the practice where he hit Nico Collins. Should have hit Nico Collins. Nico wide open. CJ put it right on him, and Nico just dropped it in the end zone. It would have been about a 25 yard touchdown. The very next play, CJ had Dalton Schultz open almost in the same spot and overthrew him. And we've seen that a lot from CJ Stroud in this camp, guys, and here at the Greenbrier. Like, there's, for a guy who hangs his hat on accuracy and ball placement, he's just been a little off. It's not horrible, but there's always one or two throws in these team periods where you go, I feel like 2023 CJ probably puts that right on the guy's face mask, you know? So, but I thought overall it was pretty good. He had some nice throws. The first session of scrimmage play, he marched the team down the field, got a field goal, finished it off with a touchdown they were doing situations where they had scores and how much time was left on the clock, and they had 17-12. CJ's group was trailing with 20 seconds to go, and on the very last play, he hits Nico Collins in the end zone for a touchdown. So they ended on a high note today. It's not great, but it's okay. Like, the offense, I feel, is moving in the right direction.
And that's what D'Amico said. But as I heard D'Amico talking, as I saw all these numbers and listening to you, you know, to me, it speaks more to maybe CJ's his head is just swimming a little bit still. You know, we talked about it yesterday because he actually had better protection by all accounts and still was kind of it wasn't like he was, you know what I mean? He wasn't like being pressured or hit or whatever and threw an incompletion. He had time and threw an incompletion.
Yeah, this is what I've been noticing, guys, is that when it's either quick game and the ball's out fast or he drops back and his first read is open, it looks really good. Like, if you did passer rating by progression, first read, second read, third, you know, that kind of thing, kind of like they do ERA, like they did with the guy on the Marlins the other night, like ERA for the first time through the order, second time through the order, I think it was Quantrill, and then they hit 400 against him, you know, the third time through the order. Like, if you did that with CJ when it came to progressions, if his first read is open, his passer rating feels like it's 120. Like, he looks really good. If that first shot isn't open and things are starting to cave in, he just, to me, looks jittery and just maybe a little indecisive. And so I'm hoping that this is just a function of more stuff being on his plate and the more comfortable he gets in an offense that, let's face it, against live bullets, so to speak, he's had, you know, we're just talking padded practices. I mean, he hasn't even played another NFL team yet in this offense. He's had like six padded practices. So it's super, super early. But that's what I'm seeing right now. Like, I'm seeing first read, quick game, looks great. Anything, if he's holding the ball any longer than like 2.5 seconds, then that's where it just turns into indecision, sacks, interceptions, or sailing the football.
And we've talked a lot, just generally as a Texans, you know, like conglomerate people around this team, talked a lot about, well, the defense, you know, is really good. I do wonder, and I don't know why it took me this long, as you're saying it, one, you talk about 2.5 seconds. That's about when an offensive line, any normal one, is starting to say, hey, we got to let up. But then I do wonder if you're talking about secondary and tertiary reads, how much of that is a jitteriness that comes from, I know that those guys are great at picking the football off, and if I'm throwing into my second and third read, are they baiting me? Are they on me? Like, I do wonder how much that factors in.
Well, I think, too, I mean, you bring up a good point, Reggie, with the secondary. Like, it may just be something as simple as guys just aren't getting open. I mean, this is a really, really good secondary, you know. So it could be one of those things where CJ's holding on to the ball because he's looking downfield and there's nobody open to throw to. So, you know, we don't have the benefit of being able to go back and replay all the snaps and things like that and see what's happening with all 22 guys on the field. I just know that if it's not there early, it's not good for this offense right now.
You know, one thing that, you know, we haven't discussed, and I should have asked you this earlier, obviously the horrible news that it appears to be with C.J. Gardner-Johnson. What was the rotation after him? I mean, in the immediate, what was the safety rotation behind Gardner-Johnson?
Rush Yeast had an interception. So, you know, I don't recall. It was off of Davis Mills, so that was not with the ones. MJ Stewart, I think, got bumped up some, John. I think he's like the next option. Look, I think the interesting part of this conversation is really a name that was not out there practicing. I don't even know if he made it to the Greenbrier, but he's been working out off to the side in Houston, and that's Jimmy Ward.
Yeah.
You know, this all of a sudden makes Jimmy Ward a relevant player in all of this. Now, we don't know. We know Jimmy Ward's injury history. We know he's got legal issues right now. That could be resolved soon. He's got a court date. I think I read next week, like August 13th, I think is the court date for Jimmy Ward. He's been around the team. He was out, you know, like he was riding a cart back over to the stadium the other day from the practice field. So, you know, so that factors in now. But MJ Stewart appears to be the guy who's next in line because they're missing Jalen Reed right now, too. The rookie six-rounder out of Penn State has been missing some practices after having a really good first week of camp before he suffered his leg injury. So it's the safety positions, you know, it's Kalen Bullock, and then just, you know, we'll see after that.
Yeah. I do want to go back to the offensive line as we're talking to Sean Pendergast with a practice report from West Virginia. This offensive line, clearly a better pass protection day. How was it with them run blocking? Because obviously that's still going to matter a good amount for an offense that wants to run the football.
It actually looked pretty good, Reggie. There, you know, Daria Gumbawale on one of the drives, they were doing some situational stuff. And I don't think Daria is going to be the starting running back or anything for this team. But he was. This is where they are right now. You know, there's no Joe Mixon, no Nick Chubb, and Damian Pierce didn't practice today, which was not a big surprise. I don't think they're going to take him off of the PUP list and then his first practice is a, you know, other than a walkthrough, is a padded practice.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked pretty good. There were some cutback lanes there. They were getting some yardage on the ground. You know, from the reps that I saw, I missed probably the first 10 to 12 minutes of the scrimmage part just because they started while Peyton Pendergast was still on the air. Very inconsiderate of them, by the way.
That's right. How could they?
How could they do that? But it actually, the ground game looked pretty good. Now, here's the thing. They are nowhere close. This is what I'm just surmising. From the fact that Juice Scruggs was getting reps with the ones at center today for portions of the practice, he hasn't played center at all in training camp. And now here we are in scrimmage day at the Greenbrier, the last day, and he's popping up playing center with Jarrett Patterson playing right guard next to him and Ed Ingram playing left guard on the other side with C.J. Stroud out there at quarterback. That tells me they're nowhere close to knowing what the starting offensive line is going to look like.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, we didn't see anybody report some of these moves that we're moving around.
Thank God
on the offensive
Sean Pendergast is there, because we were seeing Juice Scruggs at guard, which I know he did. I'm not saying that those reports were wrong.
He played some guard. He played some guard too. No, he played center today for a little while, snapping
and
the
Patterson,
ball to CJ
while
Stroud.
Patterson was guard.
Well, Patterson was the right guard next to him. Yes.
Oh my goodness! So they're
honestly,
just mixing and matching on the interior.
Yeah, I had gotten out of the business of thinking he.
Unless I'm high, unless you know what I mean. Like, it is elevation here, you know. So unless
I believe
the air
you.
Is too thin.
Yeah. That's nuts.
Now I'm starting to doubt myself if nobody wrote it on the internet. You know.
Well,
but,
we might have just missed it. Obviously, we're doing our show, but that that it does speak a lot. And I was about to ask about the offensive line, which is a consistent topic. But I was going to ask, you know, Juice Scruggs just getting the reps at right guard. Now you're telling me he's getting reps at with the ones at center.
He was getting center,
that changes everything. All
of
a sudden, it makes me think that they're just mixing and matching, trying to find the right combination.
It makes me think that neither of the centers that have been playing center so far have really stood out enough yet. Otherwise, I mean, of all the positions along the offensive line, to me, the two most important ones. Even though I know the interior and keeping that safe for CJ is super important, but left tackle and center, to me, are the two most important. The guy protecting the quarterback's blind side and the guy who that the quarterback has to have the, you know, the tightest brain synergy with the center. And left tackle's in flux right now. Cam Robinson didn't practice today either. So there's a lot going on, man.
Well, the other thing that I'm thinking of is, you know, that affects C.J. Stroud, too. Because, you know, C.J. Stroud in the center, you know, sort of hand in glove there. And he's trying to learn, you know, reads and the communication with the center. And all of a sudden, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing per se, just that they're still trying to figure it out, that combination.
Especially when you talk about the idea that Nick Caserio, when he was on with you guys, were saying that this would kind of be the general time where they started to figure out what they were doing. They just added a wrinkle on the day before we go or the last practice before they go and get their preseason opener.
Yep. Yeah, I'm looking at it right here. Sam Warren of the Chronicle. I'm just checking to make sure I'm not crazy. Sam Warren, who, by the way, great dude, and his summaries on Twitter are great. He tweets, you guys have seen this, he tweets every play, like in really easy-to-consume form. Texans twos. Okay, it might have been the twos he was out there with then. My bad. He might have been out there with Mills. Texans twos, third drive, Juice Scruggs at center, Jared Patterson at right guard. So I might have had that one.
Yeah, but nevertheless, they're trying him there.
And Scruggs was with the right – he was right guard with the one. So he was out there with the ones at right guard. He was at center with the twos with Jared Patterson next to him at right guard. So I stand corrected on that. That said, Juice Scruggs seems to be figuring prominently into whatever the future looks like right now, which is a little bit scary, I think.
Pencil him into the offensive line room, Lopez.
Now,
all right.
Now we got to do it,
Real quick before we go, the question I've been asking you all week for pet cat purposes and otherwise, winners on the day out there from Sean Pendergast.
Xavier Hutchinson, massive winner today. Huge winner today, Xavier Hutchinson. Two touchdowns, like good touchdowns, not little cheesy touchdowns. Two good touchdowns, another shot downfield. He's in a battle right now, man. Four guys. We talked about it yesterday. Four guys battling for two spots. And Xavier – and I think they really like Xavier Hutchinson. He had a big day today. That was the big one for me. Like, okay, this was a – if you're battling for a spot, that's a good kind of day to have right there. So, yeah, Xavier Hutchinson would be that guy today.
None of the tight ends. I saw Dalton Schultz had a catch or two. I forget. Stood out today. That's been another, you know, sticking
point. Stover looks good. Stover had a touchdown today. Stover looks really, really good. And Schultz has looked good. I just thought – I don't recall plays that popped for me with Schultz.
Yeah, that's been the thing for me with the tight ends all camp is like, oh, man, they've been solid, but I don't know that anything has popped in a large way. Yeah. But, hey, I mean
– hey, look, solid would be a massive improvement over last year for that group.
Agreed. Yeah. Strong agree.
You know?
All right, anything you want to leave us with before you head into this small-town diner and eat some what I imagine is some really good grub?
I am about to drop my interview with Azeez Alshire that I did after practice today. He was excellent. We ended up talking a lot about his relationship with D'Amico back in San Francisco, because I asked, he was an undrafted free agent that went to San Francisco when DeMeco was the linebackers coach. And I said, did you know anything about DeMeco when you chose to go to San Francisco? And he said, well, yeah, he said his whole family is Eagles fans. So they knew DeMeco from his time in Philly, but he had a great story about being an undrafted free agent. He chose San Francisco, not just because of DeMeco, but because Chris Kiffin was there, who was his position coach, Lane Kiffin's brother. Mm-hmm. He was his position coach at Florida Atlantic and had a great story about a wager that was made about him within the building in San Francisco. So that's my tease right
there.
That
is a very good tease.
Got it.
Sean.Pendergast on Instagram. Sean T. Pendergast on Twitter. Make sure that you consume it there. Sean, enjoy your lunch, and then we'll catch you We'll catch you for a pregame on Saturday at 12.
Saturday at noon. Yeah, appreciate you guys. Been fun coming on this week. I'll see you back in Houston.
Yes, there he is. That's Sean Pendergast joining us for a practice report live from West Virginia, courtesy of Flight by Yingling. Man, that was really good. I'm not going to lie, though. That offensive line,
I did the old, what?
Yeah, for sure. I do think it is still notable with the second team, because we did talk about Jared Patterson. Was that yesterday or was that
absolutely
today?
Still
the
notable.
Idea of him maybe, like, I know that they like him playing center. Have they kind of gotten away from him playing guard? Still getting him some work at guard. Juice still getting some work at center. That malleability in the interior still being worked on to some degree as well. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's a Thursday. We still want to get in some buy or sell. 713-572-4610. Are you buying what these various people in sports are selling you? We'll do it next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.